Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 395, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How you doing today, Michael?
Hey, how you doing, Pudge?
You with us there? I saw you popped out like right at the last second.
I'm here.
You're here? Okay. How's everything going in Florida today?
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks for I just hear the last 2 seconds of the intro, and then all of a sudden you just disappear. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, okay.
But he's back. He made it back. We're back in.
Back from break.
Episode 395 this week. Getting close to 400 of these things.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty nuts.
You're doing everything you can not to get there, though, Parts.
I'm trying. It's not working. I get the text. Son of a...
Tonight, I guess.
One of these weeks, I'm going to read the text. It's just going to say, should we just quit this thing? And you'll see a response so quick back from me.
Oh, I'll do it with Schaefer. If Schaefer wants to do it, I'll do it with somebody.
He wants to take over the ring.
Or Zach, yeah.
I like doing it. I don't know. It's just, I almost feel like we should just ditch the Disney part and just talk about like golf and stupid stuff for 10 minutes and send that
we
out.
We do that anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of stupid stuff, what's going on over there?
Not much.
Are you just leaving the TV volume on this week?
You want me to turn it down?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, it'd be nice. I don't know.
It was only on 3.
But I could still hear it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'd like to have your full attention. Have you been playing any golf? How's the lessons working out for you?
Yeah.
Getting better, yep. Finally?
Yeah, still over the top part, still over the top. It's a battle. It's a battle.
Now, I have to ask, this related to that. Is there a are you in the lottery yet for the member guest, or is that not, that hasn't come out yet?
No, you don't get in the lottery. You just got to click accept.
Oof, when is that though? Like, there's a time, isn't there?
Oh, it's going to be in probably a couple months, a month or two.
Oh, that far down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep me in mind. Keep me posted. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I might have to collect half the fee because, you know, I'm going to end up getting in this thing and then you're not going to be able to play.
No, I'll play. If you get in that, I'm coming. I'll make it happen. It's early March, right?
I just got a text. We're playing off campus on Monday or
Friday. Yeah, what's going
Friday?
On? You guys have been on the road a lot lately. What's going on?
Yeah, we got rained up. We got rained on a couple weeks ago, and I know the pro over there. We played 12 holes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, can you do something? We only played 12 holes. Can we get like a 9-hole? He goes, I'm going to give you 18. I'm like, all right. So we're going back over there Friday, right?
Oh, so you had a rain check.
Yeah, so we got a rain check. So I'm going to read this text that's been going around with the captain. So he just said, okay, guys, looking forward to Founders Friday. Hurley has been playing out of his jock strap. Suggests COD. $5 Nassau or dollar skins off the low handicap with no strokes on par threes. 2-tie, all tie, no carryovers to entice the big boy. The big boy is me because I don't like to gamble.
Oh, so he wants to get you a that $5 Nassau, that could get expensive.
So I told him that I'm gonna use my religious exemption on gambling.
You're not gonna gamble.
And COD's cots opposites and drivers switching teams every 6 holes.
That's too much work.
And then
We need like a freaking like Excel spreadsheet to figure this out on the
court. We could also throw in junk for a buck, greenies, birdies, sandies. I don't even understand Barry's, Arnie's, and Whammo's.
I have no idea what any of those
are. I mean, these are the guys who are.
He sounds like a complete degenerate, I have to say.
Oh, he's I told him because he texted me about he had money on some game on my captain. I go, you got to go to Gamblers Anonymous. I said, I'd be happy to sponsor you. He gave me a book about how, because this guy, okay, so
Does he listen to like the handicappers? Like, you got it to the lock of the week. Is he like listening to like Dave Portnoy tell him about?
I'm going to ask him how bad he is because I get the feeling he's not telling me everything, but. What
you think he goes on tilt, like loses like 25 grand in a week?
No, because he's cheap. He's cheap like me. He likes to spend it, but then he's super cheap about certain things. So the Saturday game, we tried because he's like a Ross member, summer member, like Kurt. Mm-hmm. So they're
reaching the end of their rope now.
Yeah. Yep. So we play every Saturday. Captain's like, I get up early, but I like to just read and have a cup of coffee and not have to be on the golf course by a certain time. So he plays in the first Saturday game. Now he's done every Saturday. All right, next same time. He's played with us every single week.
Oh, because you just can't say no.
No, he likes the action.
Oh, for that stupid skins game you guys?
Yeah.
That's
all it takes. He said, I just need a little bit of action.
Oh, so you could play with him every day if you just bet him like a buck a hole or something, or like a nickel a hole.
Oh, yeah. He's bad. Yeah, he's bad.
I don't think I'm like you, though. I've never gambled. Like, I'll say, like, oh, you know, I'll buy you whoever, like, gets the lowest score. You know, you buy me a beer after the round or something.
Right.
I don't really even understand. I know how I generally know how a Nassau works, but I don't know about, like, driving the carts and switching up. How does it work switching up teams? You have to pay out every six holes?
No, usually we'll play a 6-6-6. So we all.
Oh, is it just three of you though? Is that why?
No, it's a four of us.
Oh, okay.
So then there's three teams. So you play three 6-hole matches.
But how do you keep track of the money though? You just pay it out at the end of each match?
Yeah, it's like done on the scorecard. So at the end, okay. Like if I lost all three matches, then I'm $6.
Yeah, I gotcha. Oh, seems like a lot of extra work. Golf's hard enough when you have to bring math into the equation trying to figure out, is this for a Sandy or a Whammo or a Bernie or an Arnie or like what is all this stuff?
I mean, I'm like you. I don't really care. But I'm also not one that wants to play in a game every time I show up to the golf course.
Yeah, I'll play. Like if you keep track of all that stuff, I don't care. I'm just going to play golf and you tell me.
Right. I mean, I'm maxed out. I don't want to start playing for 30, 40, 50 bucks every time I'm playing golf. If you want, you know, whatever. I don't care.
That's nuts. That's funny, though. He's a degenerate like that, huh?
Oh, he loves it. He loves the action. He even wants to start doing side action on our Saturday game.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like you get up to the par three closest to the pin for a buck or something. Does he try to do that kind of
No, stuff? He doesn't do that stuff. That's good.
So he's the kind of guy, like, if you were hanging out playing cards, you're like, oh, let's play poker. He'd need to put, like, a buck on it, or he wouldn't get into it.
I think so, yeah. And Kurt's the same way. He loves action. He said it makes you play differently. But I'm like, I always want to play good. So it's not like if I know that I have 30 bucks.
That I feel like it makes me play worse.
Which is actually not a bad thing, because if you're playing tight, then – I mean, it's the closest to tournament action. So if it's making you tight, then you got to figure out how to
get through that.
So I get all that. It's just I don't like constantly losing money. And you know what? It's with handicaps and everything equals out.
Yeah.
You know, I pay.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know, I pay $15 every Saturday, so I'm $60 a month.
Yeah.
That I send to the pro shop for their game, and right now I got $400 in credit, and I bought something early, so I probably. Got up to about 500 in credit, so it equals out. It's fine.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, so that's even a racket they got going. You just get credit for that?
This is Saturday. Saturday is the pros game. Oh, so he runs it through the pro shop.
He's getting a nice margin on all
that. Oh, he gets huge margin, of course.
So you're buying these shirts for $90. He's probably paying $30 for them, and he's giving you $50 in golf.
Yes. Oh, it's a great racket. It's great. It's a great racket.
That's great. So your $15 is really like $30 to him.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I told you I tried to get the guy who cleans the spikes to do a little side action by self, right? Didn't I tell you that?
Yeah.
Hey, if he's making all this scratch on the Saturday game, at least let the locker room attendant make a few bucks on doing spikes on the shoes. You know, I'd be the guy with the lemonade stand. I'd start, you know, doing re-grips right across the street.
50 cents less. They're on crooked. You don't do it right. But
we're just doing re-grips. I'm telling you, man, you and I, it's a good thing that I could not serve time in jail, because I could get into some real good rackets. My brain is just constantly,
and 90% of them are not legit or legal.
Well, yeah, I mean,
even selling range balls on the range, if someone really wanted to, I don't think you could get in like legal trouble, but that's definitely a fireable offense.
Oh yeah, no doubt. They said that they were going to call the cops on us. We actually asked a cop, and they're like, "Yeah, if we got a call for that, I don't think we're going to come and put the cuffs on you." But they got so pissed off, they threatened. They threatened calling the fuzz on us. Guy, anybody does this again, we're calling the cops. I was back in action the next day. The guys appreciated it too, because now their asses weren't on the line. It was just mine, but
yeah. You're messed up. Although it's a good point, like if we get into this member desk,
go ahead.
All these guys, they're gonna want to put money on these. They're gonna want side action on these.
Well,
all the flights, they have like the bets on the flight, so it's like $100 a guy.
Well, the guy that we got paired with another guy. He's a guy that we played with a few weeks ago. He's on the greens committee.
Yeah,
but he's actually on the side of the superintendent. So he had lunch with us, and we're talking. He used to live up in Orlando, and he was a member at Bay Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was playing in the member guest up there, and they do this type of gambling where it's almost like fantasy football. Start buying players.
Oh, really? So you bet on the other teams almost.
You're betting on other guys and other teams stuff. He said the jackpot got up to like $22,000.
Oh. I don't think I can play at a game where that's the jackpot.
I mean, I forget
like,
what the thing's
I'm like,
called.
Can you break a 10 part? So like, yeah, okay.
I mean, you and I will be the brokest guys there. We're going to start wetting ourselves, aren't we? You're
gonna
the
problem.
Your wife's going to see a $4,000 ATM withdrawal, and you're going to be done.
You get to the first tape for the first round robin matchup. They're like, all right, it's 500 a team. We're going to do skins. We're going to do side bets. You start seeing it get a little dribbled down the leg.
We already maxed out our ATM limits. How much are you probably?
I can barely afford to play in the damn thing.
You're gonna have to do the withdrawal tomorrow, Parth. I'm emptying out shoeboxes.
I can only do 200 a day.
Good thing I was selling rounds of golf years ago.
You got it all stashed away.
You think you'd whiff on the first tee? Would you literally piss yourself?
No, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't whiff, because what difference? Like, as soon as I handed over the money, I would know it's gone. So it's not like I'd be nervous for it. I just wouldn't want to hand the money over. Just shaking. You're a mess, aren't you?
It's like that when I was two up. I was one up with two to go, and I barely hit the M6 label off the bottom of my driver. Went about 16 inches. just gonna protect this lead. Just have the whole bunch.
Just keep it in play. Yep,
it's in play. It checked up. It literally stopped on the cart path. That's how barely I hit it. It literally, like, it did. It barged like a relief.
You got some action on that one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We'd be so screwed in that thing. Do you think we'd embarrass ourselves, like, playing-wise?
No, I'm really worried. I'm more worried about the member, because that last day we have to play out every shot. And you literally could take a 13 on a hole.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's like combined score?
Yes.
Oh,
they said that, there were teams that were a big going into the last day. And he said, even, you know, one guy plays well. And if the guy takes a 12 or a 13, they're done.
Toast. That's it.
Yep. And I could easily make a 15, I think. Not necessarily there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I mean, what happens when you're in the bunker? And you leave three, and you leave three at your feet. Now you're an absolute mess.
Yeah.
And then you chunk one over the green. Well, now what do you do? Well, I better not chunk this chip and go back into the bunker. We could be looking at a 30. I mean, that's what's going through your head.
Did you see that video I sent you a while back of the worst golfers in the world playing 17?
That was fantastic.
Had to play every. He got like an 89 on that hole, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He finally got it on the green by hitting it on the walking path, and he like. It down. That was one of the funniest things. Oh, I don't know. 13. Reading off the scorecards at the end. All right. 6, 4, 4, 6, 17. You make a birdie on the next hole, too. That would be the funny part.
I mean, the fourth hole's a very short little par three, but there's water in front.
It's well protected.
And you, it's protected by the greens. Typical Ross. Okay, here's your short par three. But you flunk one into the water. Now you're in the drop zone,
and you're hitting a half a shot already on tilt. Yeah.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you see that one go about 40 yards halfway in the pond. You're like, oh, boy, here we go. Now you're like, all right, one in, two out, three in, four out. You're like, I get this up and down for double. Should we take a break here?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Here I go.
Alibaba, he had them 40 thieves. Scheherazade had 1,000 tails. But master, you're in luck, because up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch to say, and how? All you gotta do is rub that lamp, and then I'll say, Mr. Man, what's your name? Whatever, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, I'll jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come whisper to me whatever it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. We pride ourselves on service. You the boss, the king, the chef. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava?
All right, we are back from break, episode number 395. And finally, the details have been released, or a lot of the details have been released for the genie and the lightning lanes and all that fun stuff, which is what, about a week away from being October 19th. So we're recording this on the 13th, so we got less than a week. They're gonna roll this out. I'm sure it'll go flawless. Technical glitches
eventually. Oh yeah,
you know, Disney's IT record has been spotless, so there's no way there's going to be any problem going into this thing. What did you want to talk? You want to just go through like the attractions and kind of did you see
what's on the genie there? Yes, sir. I'm opening up one right now, Pards, as we speak. This is the WDW News Today. That guy's fantastic. He gets so pissed.
He does. He goes nuts on Twitter sometimes.
Did you see his room review of the Contemporary?
No. Is that the one that looked bad?
Oh, it's classic. It's classic. They still have. Oh, he killed it.
Yeah.
They still had paint tape
in the room.
Yeah, for $700 a night.
Like, he paid for the room, or was this like a media preview?
He paid for it.
And it had painting tape in there.
Yeah, the blue 3M tape.
You missed the spot, Pards. That's bad. That's just I don't know. What do you do? Like, as a
watch the video. It's fantastic. Yeah, it is fantastic.
All right, so this is the full list of Genie Plus and Lightning Lane selections for Walt Disney World theme parks. So Disney Genie Plus is coming to Walt Disney World October 19th and bringing the new Lightning Lane system with it. This paid replacement for the previous FastPass Plus program costs $15 per guest per day. Below are lists of all the attractions that will be available with the Genie Plus program, not including those with Lightning Lane individual attraction access, which is a separate cost, of course. So we'll start, I suppose we start Magic Kingdom, right?
Yeah, let's start there.
So at Magic Kingdom, for $15 a day, you can make a reservation one at a time. Am I correct with that? One.
That is correct. Yep. Once you complete the attraction, you can sign up for another one. That is correct.
So your options are Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Okay.
Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. Dumbo the Flying Elephant. The Haunted Mansion. It's a Small World. The Jungle Cruise. Mad Tea Party. Mickey's Philhar Magic. Imagine spending $15 to get on that thing. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Peter Pan's Flight. Pirates of the Caribbean. Splash Mountain. The Barnstormer. Magic Carpets of Aladdin. Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. The Tomorrowland Speedway. And Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid. So that's pretty much everything that already had FastPass in place, right?
Yep. Yeah, for the most part, yep.
I don't think there's anything new or anything that was excluded necessarily from the old FastPass Plus. At Epcot, you have the Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival, Journey into Imagination with Figment, Living with the Land, Mission Space, Green and Orange, Soarin', Spaceship Earth, Test Track, The Seas with Nemo and Friends, and Turtle Talk with Crush. At Disney's Hollywood Studios, you have the Alien Swirling Saucers, Beauty and the Beast Sing-Along, Disney Junior Dance Party, for the first time in forever, a Frozen Sing-Along Celebration, the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular, returning December 19th, by the way, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, Muppet Vision 3D, Rock and Roller Coaster, Slinky Dog Dash, Star Tours, The Tower of Terror, and Toy Story Mania. At Animal Kingdom, you can choose from the Festival of the Lion King, Dinosaur, Feathered Friends in Flight. I don't even... Is that show that replaced the one I didn't like?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. It's Tough to Be a Bug, Kali River Rapids, Kilimanjaro Safaris, Navi River Journey, and the Animation Experience. Do you know what that is? The Animation Experience? Is that at the Rafiki Planet Watch now?
Yeah, don't know.
Doing like the drawing class? As always, follow blah, blah, blah. All right, so now that I see this list, do you see a lot of people paying for this? Like, is this going to be one of those things that everyone's just going to pay for? It's just part of the ticket now? Or do you think enough people are just going to say, forget it? Because it could go two ways. It could keep everything artificially long if people have a ton of fast or whatever these are, the Genie Plus things. But if no one does it, and if you can only have one at a time, it may actually bring the standby lines way down.
Which I'm hoping for.
I guess we're not going to really know until, Thanksgiving week, maybe?
Yeah.
But then again, the busier times is when people are going to be more likely to spend the money on it, too. Because if you go during Christmas and it's packed and you say, well, we can't get on anything, but if we spend $15, we can at least get on, you know, Thunder Mountain and Peter Pan and all that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We could spread it out throughout the day. I'll also be interested to see, is this stuff going to sell out? Like, if you spend the $15, say you show up at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Like you like to do sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And you go in and you spend the $15 and then you go look. Haunted Mansion, no selections left for the day. Jungle Cruise, no selections left for the day. Splash Mountain, no selections left for the, like.
Yeah, so I get to use Mickey's Philhar Magic.
Yeah, and
Monsters Laugh 4. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, you'd be pretty pissed, I would think. Like, yes. I just wonder if they're going to, like, guarantee you can choose from these, or if they're going to sell out. At some point, it's just a numbers game, right?
Yeah.
I think it would sell out. I don't know. I guess there's still a lot up in the air on this. And the now the genie that you don't have to pay for, like just the regular genie, there's no ride reservations with that one, right?
Right, but this is the one that's going to be telling you where to go and what to do.
Right. And then you pick your little ride and it tells you what to do. That's what, I mean, the idea of this, if it wasn't $15, if this was just a new FastPass Plus and it was included with your ticket or included with your resort stay or your annual pass, and you could just pick from these and you got to do one at a time, I think it would be great. Instead of what they have now where you have to, not have to, but you choose three and that's basically it, and it just clogs up a bunch of rides because people feel like they have to use them. If you're doing this one at a time and you really just want to go on Thunder Mountain three times, you could pick that three times throughout the day. You know what I mean? Whereas with FastPass Plus, you had to pick three different things. So people would just pick Journey into Imagination because there's nothing else at Epcot, and they just pick it just to use something. And then they go over so they could burn that one and then pick something else that might be available later in the day. So I think that will eliminate a lot of this, but I really don't know if it's, I mean, maybe it, I also don't know. Do you have to buy it for every day? Like if I go,
yes,
and we're having a day at Animal Kingdom, do I have to buy it for that if we don't want to use it there? Or if we just want to walk around Epcot and hang out in World Showcase?
I'm not sure. I think you can. I think if you just want to do one day, that you could purchase it the day of.
Okay, so you could buy it like ahead of time for your whole package, or you could just purchase it the day of when you get in the park, maybe.
Yes, if you only wanted to do it for that one day. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's going to be obviously day by day. But if you buy a five-day pass, I don't know if you have to buy it for all 5 days, kind of like the park hopping was.
Well, you do have to buy, but like, I know what you're saying. Yeah, if you want to use it, you have to buy it for each day, but can you use it just for Magic Kingdom? Like, if you only want to use it when you go to Magic Kingdom, can you buy it just one day?
I don't know. We should probably find that out, don't you think?
I haven't seen anything. I've seen people pose that same question. I don't know the answer to that, but that information might be out there. Let's see if there's anything else. I'm just reading quickly here. No, nothing. Nothing really in that one. Yeah, because that would kind of stink. Like, if I do a four-day and we're doing Epcot one day, just walking around World Showcase and not worried about getting on any of the rides, like, to have to pay an extra $60 for my family just to do that and not even really utilize it when you're
right.
Like, I could justify it at Magic Kingdom for one day, saying, all right, we got to get on Peter Pan. We got to get this one. We got to get this one with the kids. You know, Splash Mountain one more time before it closes. And, like, okay, that's worth the $60 for my family. But
I don't think Splash is closing, but that's neither here nor there.
Either way. But if it's $300 for the whole trip and it's either $300 or zero, you can't only do it one day at a time. Now I'm looking at it and say it's not worth $300 to do a couple extra rides while we're there for me. But I don't know. I mean, this is something that I feel like is almost tricky for like annual passers. When you go, you're like, oh, it's $15. Maybe not you, but a lot of annual pass holders. Because your cost of the ticket, you're already paying for that month by month or whatever.
Right.
So you're not thinking of it like this is costing me X amount to get in already. You're like, I'm getting in for nothing, which obviously isn't true, but
right. Like, no, $15.
Mm-hmm. I'll spend the $15 while I'm here. So I wonder if that will be, you know, part of it. But I actually think, and maybe I'm being naive, I think it's going to bring a lot of the standby times down.
Which is my hope, because I didn't like FastPass because I thought as an annual pass holder we got screwed.
The most recent version.
Yeah, because we're being locked out of all the great attractions by the people who are staying on property.
60 days or whatever, yeah.
Right, so whenever your parents were coming down, they were always getting the good fat, and I couldn't get them. Your mom would send me her itinerary, and I couldn't get on
Seven Dwarf or any
of that. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. And she would try to add me, and it was just a pain.
Right.
So like the way I use FastPass was, hey, let's go to Magic Kingdom Saturday. We can get this, and this for fast passes. And we go up and we'd have breakfast and then we'd do our fast passes and then we just walk around and get the hell out of there.
Right. But if you didn't have a fast pass, like if you went and you had the Genie Plus, you wouldn't get three fast passes. You would just get one and say, oh, we could do Thunder Mountain. And then you just walk around. And then if Haunted Mansion was a 10-minute wait, you
right.
walk on.
Right.
But now you have Pirates of the Caribbean, Jungle Cruise, and you know Thunder Mountain, and really all you cared about was going on Thunder Mountain, but you picked the other two just to pick them.
Correct.
And now you're taking up a spot in line going on it because you have it already. You've already chosen.
See, I'd rather I really preferred during the pandemic when there was no fast passes.
Yeah.
And it was just shorter wait times because you could go on Haunted Mansion in 15 minutes, Big Thunder Mountain in 15 minutes.
But that's what it was before they did the three fast passes. When they still had the paper fast passes, you could do that too.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the standby lines.
Right, that's what I mean. The standby lines are a lot shorter on those.
Yeah, they were a lot shorter. And that's I'd much rather do the park that way. I'd much rather go through Frontierland and go bing 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 in 2 hours than having to do fast passes. Well, I can't do lunch now because I got a fast pass, and then like that is just a pain to me.
Yeah. But also, I think Disney wants that. They don't want you waiting in line.
No, of course. They want you spending money. I get this whole thing. I mean, we get it.
So if you're going on, obviously the rides, people want to go on the rides. But the quicker they can get you through the ride, then you're stopping at a snack cart and getting something. Or you're going to a restaurant. Or you're going in the gift shop.
And I'd rather be spending my money.
Right.
I'd rather be in a restaurant or in a gift shop buying something that I don't need. Trust me, I'd much rather be doing that.
So if they're, I mean, we make fun of them all the time, but they're not stupid, right? They're not. This isn't going to be something that is going to make the experience worse for people. I don't think it's making it more expensive for the people that choose to do it, certainly, but I don't think it's going to make the park experience worse. Do you?
No.
So that being said, if their goal, which I think it is and it should be, is to get people in and out of the rides as quick as possible, so they're walking past the turkey legs, they're walking past the Dole Whips, and they're getting that stuff instead where they're spending more money, then if this is the way they think it's going to happen, then I do think the standby lines are going to be shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're by charging for it, if their thought is the people who really want it will pay it, will take their money, and the people who don't care and they'll wait 25 minutes for a ride, which isn't that bad, really. Like if you see 25 for Haunted Mansion, you're like, you know what? I'll wait 25.
All day, yeah. I mean that to me is up to 45, maybe.
Yeah,
I won't wait any longer than that.
Mm-hmm. And it used to not get longer than that.
Correct.
Now they put the Fast Pass in. And you see 110 minutes all the time over there. 60.
Well, I mean, think about how many times have you been in the standby and you're moving and you're moving, then you stop forever. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So if they can eliminate the people that are just doing it because it was one of the few choices and they're holding up the line that way, and you just get people through the standby, I think it could reduce. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean used to always be a walk-on.
Always
up to 15, 25 minutes, but that was always a walk on. Now that's always got a queue. Jungle Cruise, same thing. And these are all ones they added the Fast Pass to because they did the Fast Pass Plus. They needed more attractions that they could use it, and then it just artificially raised the standby times.
Right.
So if their goal is to eliminate the standby times, then they think this is going to do it by kind of pricing people out of those Fast Passes because every single person who had a ticket was grabbing up three of those, or what, 80%, 85% of the people?
Oh, yeah.
They were just grabbing three. So
you know what it was? It was basically a buffet.
Yeah.
And you just kept eating and eating and eating, whether or not you wanted more.
And you felt like you had to do it. If you had those three, you had to do it. It's like, oh, we got one at 4:15 for Small World. It's like, I don't even want to go on Small World. But then you go over and you make the wait longer for the eight people that are in line that actually do want to go on it because you feel like obligated that you have to do it. So hopefully this will eliminate some of that. So that's what you get for $15 per person per day.
And I actually like this program because, again, I'd rather see just everything be standby. Because FastPass Plus just, I think, ruined the experience.
The paper FastPasses were great. It was trickier because you had to walk place to place to get it. This is basically just a paper FastPass, except it's on your phone now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can only get one at a time. Mm-hmm. And now you have to pay for it, too, obviously. The other one you didn't have to pay for. So now they're back to that system. It seems like it's closer to that original one where you could just have one at a time. You go on it, and then you decide which one you want to go on next, and you're really only going to pick something you really like. So I think the wait times on some of these second-tier FastPass attractions are going to go back to where they were before FastPass Plus, which ultimately would be beneficial for people like us because as much as we like, I mean, you know, we love Space Mountain, we love Thunder Mountain, all that stuff, but being able to go on Haunted Mansion with a 10-minute wait or a 15-minute wait, Pirates with a 15-minute wait, that's great. That's a great way to go through the park.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully that will do some of that. Now, how about this Lightning Lane? What's the difference? Well, the Lightning Lane is you go through the Lightning Lane after you use Genie Plus, no matter what, right? Every ride now has a Lightning Lane instead of a Fast Pass.
Right.
But now these are the... This is like a skip the line. So this is the individual Lightning Lane selections. As you notice, there were a few attractions not listed on that Genie Plus for $15 a day. So now it says, in addition to the new paid Genie Plus program, individual Lightning Lane selections will also be available at Walt Disney World for an extra fee. Below is the list of attractions that will be available as individual Lightning Lane selections. And there's two at each park for now. Seven Dwarf Mine Train and Space Mountain. So you can't pick that. You have $15, not enough to get on Space Mountain. You got to pay extra. And they're guessing they will be between $7 and $15 per guest per ride. That seems like a lot to me. I don't know if I'm paying $15 to go on anything on top of already paying $15 because you have to pay for the Genie.
No, you don't.
Oh, you could just pay for this?
Yes. Yep. You're these sure? are all okay. a la carte. Yes, I am 100% positive. These are okay. a la carte.
So you don't have to be paying the $15 a day to have the right to pay an extra $15.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even still, $7. I guess that's not as bad. So if you're up in the air about spending $15 for the Genie Plus, or you could spend $14 to go on Space Mountain twice, you might pick that.
I'll tell you what. I mean, we'll keep going, and I'll give you my thoughts after.
Okay, so Magic Kingdom has Seven Dwarf Mine Train and Space Mountain. Epcot, Frozen Ever After, and Remy's Ratatouille Adventure. Hollywood Studios, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. Animal Kingdom, we have Avatar Flight of Passage and Expedition Everest Legend of the Forbidden Mountain. Like I said, $7 to $15 per guest per ride. So, and no real surprises on which attractions are being...
Nope. They're all the e-tickets.
Now, my question is, when some of these new rides finally open up, are they going to just add it to that tier, or are they going to bump something down and always have two?
That I don't know.
I'm curious. I wonder if they'll just add to it, because like once that Tron roller coaster opens in Magic Kingdom, obviously that's going to be a paid one. Once the Guardians of the Galaxy thing opens, that's going to be a paid one. There's nothing else big on the horizon at any of the other parks that I can think of, unless I'm missing something obvious. But those are the two big ones that are still being built. So I guess we'll see what happens with that. I just suspect I'll just add a third one. I also wonder during busy times if they'll add more attractions to that paid option. You know, it's going to start off like this, but all of a sudden now maybe they put Tower of Terror in the pay extra.
Yeah, but it's already in the Genie Plus, so I don't think that they can just start.
Not on a whim, but they could do it, you know, be like starting April 1st, these attractions are now the extra pay, whatever they're calling this one, the Genie Plus Skip the Line. I don't even know. What are they calling this? Individual Lightning Lane selections? They don't have really a good name for these extra ones.
Yeah, these are just Lightning Lane.
Lightning Lane only. So, I don't know. So you said you had some thoughts. I want to hear.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if they're going to take you know, start just taking stuff off the Genie Plus, because now you're going to devalue the Genie Plus. You know, if there's nothing on that for $15, then people aren't going to buy it.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to devalue it quite a bit.
I agree with what you're saying, and I don't know what they're going to. I know what you're saying. Like, they would devalue it, but they could bump things in and out. Or as long as they give you enough lead time, they can say,
okay, yeah,
this is what it is, you know. But yeah, I'm looking at the at some of the extra information here, and it does say that you can buy the Genie Plus ahead of time on a ticket or a vacation package for the duration of the visit, or on the same day, available for single day use for existing ticket holders or annual pass holders. So in the Genie app, you can just buy for that day, it looks like. And you can start selecting attractions beginning at 7 a.m. It will show you the next available arrival window for your first experience beginning at 7 a.m. on the day of your visit.
Yeah, I think that's only if you stay on property, because I know that people who stay on property can go ahead of annual pass holders.
That's for the paid ones. That's for the individual attraction one, it looks like.
Okay.
So it says guests of a Disney resort hotel can make their first purchase starting at 7 a.m. and then all other guests when the park opens. And that's right. For like Rise of the Resistance.
Gotcha.
The $9 or the $11, whatever they're going to charge you for that stuff. And you could purchase two of those at a time. They don't mind if you're going to pay for each attraction, you could do two at a time for that.
Yeah, but you're also limited to two.
For the whole day or two?
Yeah.
So you can't pay $600 to keep riding Avatar all day
if you want. No, you're limited to two.
No, you're right. Two different attractions each day. I mean, I'm interested to see how it works now in a little. It seems like it's slow there right now in general,
which is shocking because it's the 50th anniversary.
Like, the 50th itself was busy at Magic Kingdom, but it seems like everything else has been pretty slow, and it's already slow again.
That weekend. Dead. Because nobody's traveling.
Yeah, it's still
nobody's traveling.
And we don't talk about it that much. You brought it up, I think, last week or the week before. We're really overlooking, or maybe not overlooking, but we don't really say how much the international travel brings in.
And you're seeing it right now.
Yeah. You know, the South Americans, the Europeans coming in, you know, spending their vacation money going to Central Florida for 2-3 weeks at a time. You know, you're losing out on all of that right now. And the domestic travel is still way down, even though it's picked up a lot, obviously, in the last, you know, over last year to this year, it's picked up quite a bit, but it's still way down.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot busier in at this point for a couple months, anyway, at least leading to the end of the year. Like, yeah. I figured it would artificially bump
right
this next month, and then you head right into the holidays, and it's always busy around
Thanksgiving. Yeah, because you thought October, like, just a dead spot, just because it was the 50th anniversary, was just going to
bump it way up.
It was just going to bump it up and then get you through the holidays, but no, that's not the case right now.
It's very interesting. But are you thinking of heading up soon to check it out for like 50th stuff and to see how the genie works?
My golf trip coming up in a couple weeks, and my pet sitter's back in town, so.
So you might pop over and.
Yeah, because I think seeing that I'm paying for the hotel, I think Kristen's going to come up.
Oh, nice.
I just have to run it by Captain Bill and make sure that they're okay with that. But not that she would be tagging along with us. She's just going to go to the parks and hang out, so I don't see what the issue would be, but.
Would be very interesting,
but I'll give you my take on this. I really like it.
Yeah, because at first you weren't, or at least I wasn't. It seemed like you agreed. I was kind of soured on the idea of it.
I like it. I've kind of backed off my whole money grab.
Yeah,
I think you have to charge just to limit things.
So I'm kind of in that boat as well, because I just might not pay for it, and hopefully we still get an advantage of not paying for it with lower lines.
Here's the thing with Rise of the Resistance. You can't get on that damn thing.
So it's worth $15 for you.
Kristen and I tried and tried and tried. And, you know, her friends were there a couple months ago. And you can add people. So if you get this and we're all at the park, you can add all of us to your party.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you get it and Sarah doesn't, you can add her, you can add me and Kristen, you can add Mary and Catherine, you can just take the whole group, whoever you're friends with on.
Oh, with the morning Disney groups Christmas. When they were doing that.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, the bottom line is, you can't get on this freaking ride.
Right.
And if you came down, you know, back in the day when your sister lived here and you would come for a weekend, well, would it be... You want to pay $15 to go on this thing that everybody said is will blow you over that for $15? Don't you just want to see if it's to good or not?
Go on it,
right? Yeah.
No, I definitely can. See
it
that.
Just gives you the option to do it.
It just gets tough when you start extrapolating it out for four people, six people. You know, it's tough to justify it at that point. Yeah, if I'm there on the gentleman's trip and we want to go on it and we each pay $15 so we know we can go on it.
Right.
Okay, $15, that's mm-hmm. one beer basically. Okay.
So no, yep.
But like if I'm at Epcot with my family and they want to go on Frozen Ever After, it's going to cost me $40 to go on it. I'm not paying $40 to go on Frozen Ever After.
No, I agree with you.
You know,
but maybe
they pay for $10, go on. I mean, she's 6 years old.
But maybe the wait line's only 45 minutes. Now it comes down. Is it worth it?
Well, and that's what I'm hoping is that because of this, the standby lines are going to be a lot lower on some of them. But the other thing is, though, people aren't going to pay even $7 to get on Frozen if the standby line's 23 minutes. Like, if this brings the standby lines down that much, they're going to, they have to strike a balance on that. Where the only reason people are going to pay to go on is if the standby lines are high.
You think that they're going to inflate the wait times on their app?
No, but I think they're going to figure out, they must have already figured out that it doesn't matter. Frozen, because it's a slow loading ride, is always going to have a 60 to 70 minute wait like Peter Pan. You know, Peter Pan didn't matter if it had Fast Pass. It was always a long wait.
Right.
For that thing, because it's a slow loader. You can only get so many people on at a time. And I think that's what Frozen is. So like, even if a lot of people aren't buying it and the standby line is shorter than maybe it was with Fast Pass Plus, it's still going to be long enough where you'd consider it. Because now you're looking, do I want to wait 70 minutes with two kids that are under 10 years old, you know, whining, and you got other things they want to do, and, you know, obviously they want to go on. It's like, all right, maybe I will spend the $20, $30, whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, but you're comparing, like, us to this equation. There are people who go there who just have so much money.
Well, but that doesn't. Yeah,
to not wait 30 minutes, even 30 minutes. Where you and I, like, I'd wait 30 minutes for $5 because we're cheap. But you have people just, you know, to not wait 30 minutes, that's worth $40 to me.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know what I mean?
That is true because, you know, you think about that and you're like, well, if you have that much money, just do a private tour. But that is a lot different, too.
Yeah.
Where somebody's just saying, you know, I'm on vacation. What's an extra couple hundred bucks a day? If it's even that much, $100 a day to do
it. Right.
It's like, all right, that's fine. We'll just do it. We already paid the tickets. We paid our package in advance. Now we're here. You know, $100, and then we can kind of go on a bunch of the rides with the Genie Plus, and then these two that we all wanted to go on anyway. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, that's not a bad deal.
Because, like, I look at Animal Kingdom. Expedition Everest, not worth it. Plus, you can do a single rider.
Yeah, if they let that. I don't know. You want
to eliminate that. Avatar Flight of Passage, my favorite attraction at Walt Disney World. So
yeah, so if you could pay $10, like if you get there and it says $10 and you could go on in 25 minutes.
Again, that's one of the ones that I could never get on.
Right.
And I remember one day your like dad had allergies or a cold and he wasn't feeling well and he just gave me his fast pass. And that was the first time I went on. I went on with your mom and I was blown away at how cool that was. Now we could never get a fast pass. So whenever Chris and I went up there, we couldn't get on this damn ride.
Couldn't get on.
So am I going to pay $30 to take her on it for her first time? Oh, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, there's always going to be a reason to do it. But like you said, like I'm not going to pay. I wouldn't pay anything to go on Expedition Everest because I've been on it 1,000 times.
And it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
But I'm
Frozen Ever After? No, I go on that only when I like late at night when it's a 25 minute. Wait, that's not worth it. Remy's Ratatouille? Well, you've never been on it. Yeah, you probably want to go on that.
If it's a 2 hour wait and it's $10 for each of us to go on it, say, you know what? It's the only time we'll do it once, $40. You know, we'll just do a quick service instead of a sit down tonight and save the money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. You could kind of justify it that way.
Space Mountain, been on that thing literally 100 times. Never
even, even Seven Dwarf, I wouldn't pay.
No, I think Seven Dwarf's so overrated.
When that Tron thing opens and you can't get on it, $15 to do it for the first time, okay, maybe you pay it.
I think I like the Toy Story roller coaster better than Seven Dwarfs. You haven't been on that.
I haven't been on that.
No,
I want to go on that.
Yeah, I love that one.
Now, I do have to say, the Genie Plus, the $15, I think is worth it at Hollywood Studios.
Because now you're getting both of the E attractions.
You're getting Rock and Roller Coaster. You're getting Slinky Dog and Toy Story. You're getting the Tower of Terror.
Right. Because back in the day, you could only get one of those.
Right.
And then the rest of them were all dinky things.
Right. And then if you want to pay for the – I wouldn't pay for Mickey Minnie Runaway Railway, even though I haven't done it. I don't think I'd pay for that.
No, it's garbage.
Probably not worth it, but
no.
Maybe Rise of the Resistance just to go on it once I would pay. Even the other Star Wars one, which I don't care about, but, I mean, if you're a big Star Wars fan, you can do that one, and then you can pay for the other one. That's pretty good, I guess. I don't know. And again, Magic Kingdom, it's like, if this brings the weights down, I wouldn't pay for it at all there. Because now, if Thunder Mountain's only a 20-minute wait because of this, mm-hmm. and you can walk on to Pirates again, you can walk on to Haunted Mansion again, it's like, all right, I'm not paying for anything in this park. You don't have to pay for anything. Same with the Animal Kingdom. I'm not paying for...
No.
I wouldn't pay the $15 for any of those.
I mean, I don't want Chapek. I hope Chapek, I don't think he's listening to us.
Maybe not.
The only thing I would actually pay for is Kilimanjaro. Because that's just, I have to have Kilimanjaro.
Right. So maybe you'll pay the Genie Plus at that park when you go there.
Even when it's bad weights, it's still only 45 to 50. You very rarely see that.
It could be a lot lower.
Right.
I really wonder. And we're not. It's going to be hard to judge because there hasn't been FastPass for so long, and we're still. And the attendance is still way down. So we're not really going to know. I guess like the touring plans people will be able to dig into the numbers more after a few weeks once it starts. But it's going to be hard to really tell.
We'll have to get Len Testa on here in the next few weeks.
Come on, yeah.
I think he probably would.
Maybe.
I mean, anybody who's going to promote your business to spend an hour with a bunch of goofballs, I'd do it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, certainly. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm actually curious. I'm excited to see how it plays out in the first few weeks. And I do have some, like, I am excited to see it get messed up and people get pissed off, too. I like that, too.
Well, like, I was watching one vlog, and they were talking about, like, if a ride's down, they don't know whether or not you're getting your money back. I'm like, oh, you're getting your money back. Trust me. Yeah, you pay $15 for rides and it's been down all day.
But what about the other one though? You pay $15 for Genie Plus, and then
your app isn't working.
And the internet stops working, or whatever. Or how many people are gonna go to and bitch and moan about? I only paid the $15 because I wanted to go on Thunder Mountain and it was closed all day. And you're like, yeah, but you went on 6 rides with it. Well, I really only wanted, I was really just paying for Thunder Mountain, like the weasels. And then you know what they're going to do? They're just going to throw you a gift card or give you access to one of the paid ones to shut you up. They're going to use, you know how they used to use the fast pass? Oh, here's a free use anytime fast pass. They're just going to do that. So, I mean, I guarantee you the weasels will be able to take advantage of this, too. You go in Hollywood Studios, you pay your $15 ahead of time. I couldn't get on Tower of Terror. That's the only thing I wanted. They're not going to want to hear people belly aching. They're just going to throw stuff. You know, weasels. Like, you know what I mean?
There's so many jerks that go to that place, though, aren't there?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, God, there's just so many jerks.
But that's the thing, like... The number one thing you always hear, oh, I spent a lot of money on this vacation. Mm-hmm. Okay, now all of a sudden, you're letting people spend more to do certain things. And if those certain things don't happen the way they want them to do while they're paying extra, those people that are already complaining are going to complain more and louder. So I think that could become, I'm wondering how that's going to play out as well. I don't know. We will see, I suppose.
We will see, Pards.
Anything else here? Or should we take our second break?
Take our second break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Here I go.
All right, we are back from break. You just got through listening to episode number 395 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. We discussed more details on the Lightning Lanes and the Genie Plus, some pricing, the attractions that are listed. And I don't know. I've done like almost a complete 180 from when they first announced it.
Yeah, so have I.
I'm just more curious now, not so much negative about it. I still don't know if I would pay, though. I'm closer now to saying I could see myself paying than when they first announced it, but I still don't know. Adds a lot. If you budget it into every day, it can add an awful lot of money to your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're doing a week there, family of 3, 4, 5, can add an awful lot to your budget. If you're going up for the day just by yourself, it's a lot more justifiable. Certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that all depends. I do want to see, though. The biggest thing I want to see is how it affects standby waits at other attractions.
Will be interesting.
Because if you look at leading up to right now where there's nothing, no fast pass, and if the standby times stay the same or go down, when they introduce this, I think that'll be a pretty good indicator of what they're going to be. I don't know. We'll find out. All we could do is wait. Now we got a week or more to wait to see how it plays out.
Maybe I'll have to go up there and test it out.
On the first day?
Nah, probably not on the first day.
In the first year? Go at some point. Anything else you want to add here? Should we just bring things to a close?
We can bring things to a close, Parts.
All right. Should we check out, send people to our YouTube page? Check us out on YouTube.com.
You editing something else for us to put up there?
I can work on it.
Yeah.
Maybe on the weekends. I'll see what else I have. I have a little, it's a short video, but I did a tour of my VRBO house.
Oh.
I could put that up. It's like 5-6 minutes long.
Oh, very nice.
So maybe I'll try to put that together, get that on there. Yeah, so that's really it. You know where else you can find us, wdwbtg.com. Subscribe, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those good places. Anything else you want to add here, Mike?
Negative Parts.
All right, thank you so much for listening to episode number 395 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. My co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-I-C.